This is a Dragon Blazer production, and I am the Little Boogeyman. All
right. Welcome to Pro Wrestling Apologist Podcast. I'm your host, Craig Atkins. And with me, per usual, is my kayfabe brother, Steven.
Hello, everyone.
And also today, we have the Shawn Michaels to my Bret Hart, the Andre the Giant to my Hulk Hogan, the Rocky to my Stone Cold, the Beth Phoenix to my Kelly Kelly. Yay. It's Rage from the Rage and Blaze show. Hi, Rage.
What's up?
How's it going?
It's going good. Good day of football today. Very excited. Just got a win.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
Big Raiders fan there.
Big Raiders fan.
And also with me today to fully connect this round table of dirtbags here is my real-life brother, the Crew Review, Andrew Crew.
Well, my name is Andrew Atkins. I wish you'd learned that by this point. But I just wanted to say this is the fourth podcast I've recorded in 2 days, and it is so refreshing. It is so refreshing to be on a podcast where I don't have to worry about my audio quality being good.
Okay.
Hey.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for joining. And Rage, thank you for filling in for me. I've gotten over, I know I was a little butthurt about it. I've let it settle in and you know, I got over it. It's fine.
Hey,
it's fine.
Hey, anytime you need the ratings, you just let me know.
So we're doing something different today, this week. We're going to break from the usual format to do a little, we're starting up the Fantasy League. That's what I'm calling it, the Fantasy League, the PWA Fantasy League. We're going to draft a fantasy league for y'all. It's exciting, I know. And then we're just going to chat a little bit of wrestling. But before we get to that, we're going to invite Andrew as our first time guest here to deliver us the
PWA, WTF, Hall of Fame?
All right, Andrew, what do you got?
Well, I'm really excited that I get to bring an induction into the PWA Hall of Fame.
PWA, and, WTF, Hall of...
Sorry, branding's important.
Fame? Yes, it's very
important. So I go back to the heyday of wrestling. For me, it's the late 90s. And I've always been a big fan of stables. You think about the great stables. You think about NWO. You think about D-Generation X. And you think about the stable that I'm bringing to you today. See, this stable was formed when Jilted Lovers, Jacqueline, and Terry Runnels got together after separating with Mark Mara and Goldust. And they came together to form a stable known as Pretty Mean Sisters.
Yep. PMS.
Yes, we're talking about PMS today. See, Terry also claimed to be she was pregnant with her then boyfriend Val Venus's baby.
Yes.
He found out about this news and he kicked her to the curb because that's what any good baby face would do. Now, I know
I forgot he was a baby face during this.
We've already been so down stupid. The road of accidental miscarriages, but hey, it happened here too because D'Lo Brown during a match accidentally knocked Terry off of the apron, causing her to miscarry.
Snitskied her.
And this led to a storyline where D'Lo Brown was PMS's slave until eventually it was revealed that she was never actually pregnant.
And now, didn't... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Eventually, their numbers grew to involve Ryan Shamrock, and they would bring on their fourth member, and the one that really hammers home why they're inducted today, a man by the name of Meat.
Meat. Sean Stasiak.
Sean Stasiak was PMS's love slave because he was nothing more than, quote, a piece of meat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a... one of the historic stables in wrestling history, but I do want to go on to the end of this stable and why I feel they really deserve an induction. Tensions began to grow in the group because Terry was exhausting Meat too much with hours of sex before matchups.
Yeah,
was making it so Meat could not perform in the ring because he was so exhausted from the hours of sex that he was being forced to have with Terry. So he was fatigued, and Jacqueline ended up leaving the stable due
to the reason why Steven is barely here for our podcast. Really.
Just exhausted from sex. So unfortunately, too much sex led to the end of PMS, and but we know that eventually they will find their place in the WWE Hall of Fame. But today, they find their place in the PWA WTF.
An all-female stable ahead of its time.
Well, it was not an all-female stable.
A female-led stable ahead of its time. Female-led. Yes, it did have Meat.
Ahead of its time, and yet so very in its time with a name like PWS. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good one.
True.
So that is my induction.
Good job. Short and sweet and to the point. Good job.
Thank you.
PMS joins the likes of the Kiss Demon and Booker T saying the N-word and all the greats. So
the
Shock thank
Master.
You, Andrew.
The Shockmaster. And yeah, I think deservingly so. PMS is right in there.
Correct. Well, thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome.
So, Steven, we're going to let you take it from here.
All right. So we're going to be doing a wrestling fantasy league.
Yes.
Fantasy league.
The Fantasy League.
Finally, something I can sing.
I'm not going to go into all the details. We're going to have a scoring system. If your wrestler gets a win, they get points. If they get a title, they get extra points. I'm going to create a group just for this league. So anybody who is interested in the scores and how they work, I will share them on the group.
And after this trial run, after the season trial run, and you said the seasons are going to be span three pay-per-views.
They're
right?
going to span three pay-per-views. This next pay-per-view, Clash of Champions, we're not going to count it as one of the three. So we're going to be starting early, and this is going to be a bonus pay-per-view, but it's going to end with the third pay-per-view after that. So the season. And
just
then,
I guess through this year.
Yeah. And anyone interested, please contact us. And we might start adding new people to this league.
I got a question.
Yes.
Yes.
Does that include when WWE does back-to-back weekend pay-per-views?
I would say probably not.
Look at it like monthly. So it's 3 months. It's going to be a three-month season.
That's
if we have some craziness like we just had, that's just going to be a bonus payback.
We get a payback. Or if the whatever Saudi Arabia show, I don't see that happening for a long time, but if those come back and stuff like that, I think it should go by month instead.
It just should be clarified. That's all. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, good call there.
Look at it like month.
Yeah.
The third pay-per-view will be the end of the season. All right, so let's start this out, and everybody give your name for your fantasy.
Maybe you should draw the names out of the hat, and we'll present the names as we're drawn. I don't have a good one, by the way. I really wrecked my brain. I couldn't think of a good one. I thought of a good one for Andrew, but I couldn't think of a good one for me.
I thought of a good one for Craig, but he refuses to use it.
You go ahead and tell me what your idea was so we can get
I will
that
after
out of the
you,
way.
After you present yours, I'll let them know what you could have had.
Okay.
Oh, I need a hat.
Damn it, Steven. All right. Well, Ricky.
If rage, I was Steven.
Rage.
If I was Blaze, I'd wear a hat 100% of the time.
All the time.
Even
while I'm sleeping. All the time. He's got, I've told him about it before. He's got a tiny tuft.
Yeah. That hair is trying to leave his head, and he just hasn't accepted that yet.
He won't accept it.
I think he would be better off to just go with the full ski mask. I think would be the best look for the best.
If you could see more shiny head than hair, it's time to just get rid of it or wear a hat.
Get rid of it,
man.
Get rid of it.
Time.
Well, I guess while we're filling time, I would like to say that I agreed to this podcast under the. Under the guise that I was going to be a guest on the Rage and Blaze show. So
is that so? We'll have to find an episode to get you on there.
It's the PWA Rage and Blaze crew show today.
Right. This is a mosh posh of podcasters.
It really is. It's a who's who in podcasting.
It is. reached out to Joe Rogan. And,
oh wow!
He hasn't responded.
No, obviously. I
was really hoping.
I reached out to Hogan for the shits and giggles, and he did not respond either.
He didn't.
He did not.
What about Little Boogeyman? Did anybody think to reach out to him today?
You know what?
I actually he reached out up on the crew review coming soon.
you got Little Boogeyman on the crew review.
This is the Dragon Blazer production universe.
Right.
You know, Marvel's got theirs. This is our universe.
I guess I'm the extended universe then.
Yeah,
the extended universe, yes.
We have the Fantasy League
You're the Sony movies. We're borrowing your characters. Yeah. Yeah, we're borrowing you.
All right, Steven. Reach in that shoe and let us know.
Out of the shoe.
Reach in this creepy child's shoe
that you just happen to have lying around.
Andrew is the first pick.
Oh.
Well.
Poor guy didn't even have a hat.
Steven, invest in some hats, brother.
He's a hat. So bad.
I don't have them in this house.
My team name, it was given to me by Craig, and I returned the favor, and he didn't appreciate it. But my team name is – see, I am the host of the Crew Review Podcast. It's a Columbus Crew postgame show. So my team name is the Crew World Order.
The Crew World Order.
The Crew World Order. I like that.
Now
–
I came
up with a much better name for his team than my own.
Lot of strategy going into this fantasy league, okay? And you will see that strategy unfold as the draft continues. However,
first pick, Lana.
I like to consider myself an agent of chaos, and I thought early on when invited to this draft.
I already know what you're about to do, and I'm going to murder you.
I were able to get in there before Craig, who would I draft first? I could go with the reigning WWE champion, Drew McIntyre. I could go with a man who is red hot right now with Randy Orton. I can go with Roman Reigns
and the podcast,
big dog, but what I'm going with, just to spite Craig, the man, the myth, the legend, he used to be Langston. Don't you dare be sour.
I'm sour.
I'm going with Big E.
I'm sad. I hate you. I hate you so
First
much.
First pick of the draft.
Son of a bitch.
Pick number two. Is Craig. What's your team name?
Oh, you were that close, too. You were that close. So close.
Oh, wait, did I take your pick, Craig? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did. That was actually going to be my number.
I know it was.
I do have a question before we move further.
Yes.
And I know this is going to be Greek to you, Craig, but Steven will understand. Steven, is this snaking?
Yes, this will be snake. Draft is where the first pick and it goes down to four, and then the fourth pick will get the first pick of the second part of the draft.
Just shout out whoever's next.
We don't care.
I just want to make sure it was a snake.
What's your team name, Craig?
Wreck everything and apologize.
wreck everything and apologize.
Now let's put this to a vote between Rage and Blaze.
Go ahead and give your stupid idea of what my name is.
We went with wreck everything and apologize. What do you guys think about the Craig McAtkins Kiss My Apology Club?
Oh, I kind of like that better.
Okay, we'll go with that one. All right, you asshole.
Just remind me that. Just text it to me later, Andrew. I already wrote it down.
Yeah, good luck spelling it.
Paper here. What's your first
Craig
pick?
Craig McAtkins. Kiss my apology.
What's your first pick, Craig?
My first pick is the sexy Scotsman, Drew McIntyre.
McIntyre.
That's a good pick. I would like to say I deserve credit for sacrificing.
Big E was going to be my first pick.
Yeah, I just would like to say I sacrificed sure points and sure champions just to fight Craig. I think I deserve credit.
Big E will be the Universal Champion by WrestleMania. At WrestleMania, maybe.
He might. I think he'll get a WrestleMania. Maybe a Royal Rumble win.
Ricky's next.
Royal Rumble win.
Ooh.
Big E versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
Before Ricky picks, Ricky, but before you pick, I just want to say the reason I think it's so important that I pick Big E is because let's say, for example, Craig's down 2 points and Big E losing is just going to put Craig to the number one spot. I want Craig to have to root against Big E. That's my whole
I can't. I won't. I won't do it.
So ahead, Ricky.
What's your team?
Okay. The most electrifying ultimate rage.
Okay.
Good. It works.
I always seen Rage's wrestling character as kind of an ultimate warrior type, uncontrollable caveman, you know, that type of, you know, just wrestler. And I just wanted to add a little flavor to it, so I gave the most electrifying.
You put a little bit of Ember Lagasse bam on it.
Yeah, bam! So that's what I did there with the name. For my first pick, I am going to go with Keith Lee.
One of the ones I was going to pick.
Oh, yeah. He's gonna going to be on Raw every choices. Week. He's beating Randy Orton.
I feel like
this dude's on a hot streak.
I feel like Keith Lee and Big E are the two guys that are on a streak. They're starting a streak right now.
Right.
All right. So I've
Keith Lee facing
pick.
Drew McIntyre tomorrow.
There you go. See?
Well, I've got the last pick. My team name is the Master of Shock. Pew pew.
I like it.
I like the pew pew.
In honor of the first PWA WTF Hall of Fame, I went with the Shockmaster theme. And my first pick, because you're all wrong, the best pick of the draft, I'm going with Bayley.
That's a good pick.
The SmackDown champion, who, by the way, she's been on both shows a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say the breakup between her and Sasha Bank has just defined her fantasy stock.
I agree.
If they were still together, tag team champions, that would have been an amazing pick. But
I still think it's a good pick, but I will say to say that I'm wrong is wrong because you can't discredit picking Big E just to hurt Craig.
No, you're just a son of a bitch.
I mean, I'm not discrediting. All right, so... So if we do want a snake draft, that makes me next to get, two picks. And I'm going to go with
Bailey.
Huh?
Said you just thought of Bailey.
I just thought of Bailey. I forgot. Ricky threw me off by mentioning snake draft.
You don't have to do the snake draft. Just go the other way. Give yourself another 4 to think about it.
Yeah, but then that means I'm not
just
next.
Come up with a name, Steven.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Montez Ford.
Ah, you son of a bitch. You guys have all picked picks that I had in mind.
Montez.
Damn it.
Okay.
Montez Ford's a great choice because I believe he's on Raw and SmackDown this week.
All right, Ricky, what's yours?
They've been doing the invitational feud.
I got you. I got you.
Between them and Cesaro.
My next pick is going to be Montavious Porter.
MVP?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what the V stands for. It's going to be MVP.
It was
Montavious
Vagina.
But yeah, Montavious Vagina Porter.
Yeah, that's
my pick.
Porter
MVP. They show him multiple times a night.
That's a good pick, Craig.
Ridiculous. The Hurt Business is always on there.
It is a good choice. So me,
yeah,
the Empress of Tomorrow.
No,
you should have picked her already.
I was going to pick her on the next pick. I didn't think anybody would.
I didn't want your daughter to kill me, so I didn't pick her. Otherwise, I was going to pick her.
Now, I was, and I'm sorry, Ricky, I realized I was rushing through you guys' explanations a little bit because I was sitting here in fear because I realized we had gone through six or seven picks and nobody's picked the big dog, Roman Reigns.
I think there's a reason for that.
Champion. I don't know.
Roman Reigns is a gamble.
My whole thing with Reigns right now, ratings are at an all-time low. We are going to see Roman Reigns is the biggest.
We're
going to
see him more.
We're going to see
him. I don't know if we're going to be seeing him wrestle on the weekly, but I think we're going to be seeing a lot of spears, though.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the twist I'm going to throw at you. I'm not picking Roman Reigns.
What the hell?
I was going to pick Roman Reigns, but you know,
I don't think that's how fantasy works.
I have a strategy that I'm going to stick to. Let me pull this up. To clarify, title wins are plus 2 points, correct?
Defenses are, I believe, wins are plus two.
Wins are plus two.
Defenses are plus
one. So my round two pick is R-Truth.
R-Truth.
Because he's going to be winning a title.
He's going to keep winning the title.
Maybe multiple times tonight, at least once
a week. Maybe. Fair enough. That's a good call.
That's kind of a good point.
Is that your secret weapon?
My secret weapon was taking Big E from you.
Stupid gets another one.
Now, we were...
I missed it. What did he say?
He said R-Truth.
I went with R-Truth because
R-Truth is on
a weekly.
I gotcha. Yeah, multiple times. Sometimes.
And if anybody wants to pick Akira Tozawa, then you'll get the other flip side of that.
Points back and forth. Or a random ninja.
Right.
Or random.
So is it me this time?
Yeah, you get two.
Yeah, you get another.
Oh, that's choice. Great because now I'm going to go with the big dog Roman Reigns.
You're a son of a bitch. Why did you just go Roman the first time?
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, I'm all about the swerve, man. I'm all about the swerve.
Now,
I didn't go with Roman the first time because I don't understand how snake drafts work, so I had no way of knowing I was next.
Okay, so something that just popped in my head. I'll have everybody pick it on the messenger, but... A lot of wrestlers have multiple finishers. I'm giving everyone the choice of what finisher they want to pick for each of their wrestlers.
Stupid's got his hand up.
Yeah, I'm going with the roll up for R-Truth.
On a podcast.
Okay, that's not a finisher.
It is a finisher.
No, it's not a finisher.
It is for R-Truth.
R-Truth's finisher?
It's got to have a name that's a
lie detector. But my question is, if you use this to win 99.9% of your matches,
it's not a finisher.
Not be a finisher.
You're not calling a roll up a finisher.
No, wait a second.
It's like saying Daniel Bryan's small package.
I think we should put this to a vote on Twitter.
You want to go to the listener base of this podcast for a vote?
Seeing as I am the listener base, I think we should go to the
four people in this podcast are the listener base for this podcast.
I need proof that they listen. I don't believe Ricky listens.
It's gotta be.
You probably listened to the one he was on.
All right. Moving on. I got the big dog.
Ricky, what do you want for the next one?
Craig hasn't picked yet.
Craig is next. Sorry, my bad.
Oh, am I next?
Yeah.
You go with Shayna Baszler. She's current tag team champion for a tag team championship that's on two shows.
That's true. That is true.
So for my next pick, I have a special guest announcing.
Welcome.
Just say it.
To Pro Wrestling Apologist.
Could you hear her?
Sasha Banks. Good call. Good call. She's coming back.
She's not happy at you, Craig.
Why? For picking Asuka?
Because her favorite wrestler is Asuka, and that was going to be my pick.
She's got room for my team instead of yours.
Who would pick somebody else's favorite wrestler? That is messed up.
only a real jerk.
Yeah, but you did it to a 14-year-old teenager. That makes
she's
you
gotta
a
come to She's got to come to team whatever Andrew called my team. I can't even remember.
The Craig McGathan's Typology Club.
Yes, the Craig McAtkins Kiss My Apology Club.
So I am going to go with the person Ricky should have gone with, Bobby Lashley, because he's got the title.
You're cutting out, I think I heard Lana.
I did not say Lana. I said Bobby Lashley. And, our meeting will end in 10 minutes.
Oh, crap. Let's get this moving.
All right. And then I'm going to go with...
That's a touchdown.
I'm going to go with the other tag team, Shayna's partner. I don't like it.
Nia Jax.
I don't like it at all.
Nia Jax?
Nia Jax.
All right, who's next?
Or Ricky, you're up.
Okay. I am going to go with the Intercontinental Champion, Jeff Hardy.
That's a good pick.
Jeff Hardy. We lost Craig.
Well, I guess I think it's only fair that I pick for Craig.
Where did Craig go?
He's on his way back in.
I'm going to pick for Craig. The next pick is Lana.
That's what happens when you back out of a draft. It goes auto.
Get the back out. Yeah, we auto picked.
It goes auto on the way out. Lana, I'll tell you what.
I can't wait for Craig to get back in to find out who his.
That's how fantasy drafts work.
Lana. Who his next round pick was.
How many females are we supposed to draft? This isn't a gender-specific thing.
Seven altogether. Five of them are your starters. Two are your backups.
And
all right, I'm back.
All right, Craig. You got auto-drafted, Craig. You got Lana.
I was trying to say that when you first start cutting out, I thought it was your connection going out. And I was like, I think he said Lana, and then...
We heard.
Oh, you were just kidding about him going out.
That was the last thing we heard, so we just automatically assumed you wanted Lana.
Right.
Is it Craig's pick? I don't want Lana, believe it or not.
All right. 8 minutes. Go ahead and make your pick, Craig.
It's my pick. You picked Bobby Lashley last?
Lashley, Nia Jax, and Jeff Hardy.
Ricky picked Jeff Hardy. You already got Keith Lee. Ooh, this is hard. I guess Dom Mysterio.
That's a good pick.
Dom Mysterio.
Yeah. He's
been on there a lot.
Yeah,
he is.
And are we back to me?
Back to you. Two picks.
I'm going with Seth freaking Rollins.
Seth Rollins. I was going to go with him next.
Ooh, after that's him.
I'm at two
shows. I don't know, man. Seth Rollins...
having a baby.
Baby on the way. I think he's going to be taking some time off.
I think he'll be taking some time off, but I don't think he'll be taking some time off before he racks me up some good points.
That's true. He's going to be – I have a feeling you're going to get some points for some kendo stick shots here tomorrow in a cage
match. Are we back to me?
Back to you.
This is where it starts getting tough.
It is getting hard now.
Yeah. See, we got Shinsuke and we got Cesaro available still, and they're both champions. But I have a feeling they're going to be the kind of champions that lose a lot. This is a risk, but I'm going with Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn. Might not be a risk. He might be Intercontinental Champion soon.
He is the true Intercontinental Champion.
He is. Yeah.
All right, Craig, you're up.
Since, I don't know, Montez Ford was already taken, so I guess I got to go Angelo Dawkins.
Angelo Dawkins. Ricky.
Yeah, I know. How many more people we got to draft?
Three.
This is your fifth pick.
This is my fifth?
Yeah.
Man, how about the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
AJ Styles.
That is a good choice.
I'm going to go...
Oh,
the Viper, Randy Orton.
That's another great pick. How did he get this far without being picked?
How did we not realize?
That's a good question. That's what I should have picked instead of Angelo Dawkins.
Nia Jax was picked before Randy Orton.
Well, she's a champion.
She is also a champion.
Randy Orton might be about to be WWE champion.
He definitely is. All right, who's next?
All right. Who is next? Damn, the two in a row and this late in the draft is hard. Let us go with Shelton Benjamin.
Good pick.
Shelton Benjamin?
Ricky, you're up.
Did you do two?
Yes.
Yeah, Aiden Randy Orton. Orton.
Oh, yeah, that was a good pick. Damn.
Great pick.
Let me go with Sheamus.
Good choice.
He's about to feud with Big E. As soon as Big E gets back.
I think you'll see some broke kicks. I don't know that you're going to see many wins.
Who's next?
Well.
Me? I guess I gotta go Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy's
he's already picked.
Oh, is he? I didn't hear that.
Who picked Jeff? You were disappeared.
This guy.
Oh, okay. I guess damn. It's hard now. Guess I gotta go Cesaro.
Yeah.
So I get two?
Yep. These are last picks.
Well, bro, this one's kind of easy, bro. I'm going with Matt Riddle, bro.
Matt Riddle.
I hate him. I hate him, bro. But he's in the middle of a
bro. I'm surprised Ricky didn't pick Matt Riddle.
I hate him.
I heard he's a big fan.
Now, at the risk of keeping it simple, another person I hate, but another person is going to be on TV every single week. I'm going with Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin. I love Baron Corbin.
I get the logic.
I can't say a whole lot for his talent in ring. You can't. He's got a great finisher that gets used often. He's a great heel. And he shows up a lot.
All right, Craig.
Oh, it's me.
Yes.
My last pick. Man, it's hard. Apollo, I guess.
Apollo Crews.
Yep.
Ricky, your last pick.
I don't think he's still available.
Masked man number one of Retribution.
Man, am I allowed to pick their leader, CM Punk? Oh, wait. That's what I think it is. I don't know.
That'd be a great leader, but I don't see that happening.
I mean,
I didn't hear. I cut out.
We got less than a minute.
Okay, let me do What's his name that just joined the Hurt Business?
Cedric Alexander.
Cedric Alexander.
That's my honorable mention.
Yeah, they really have been focusing on this Hurt Business. I'm going to go for my last pick. The Money in the Bank winner, Otis.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I think that's a bad pick.
You know who? Yeah. It was hard for me not to pick the Fiend, but he doesn't wrestle enough.
He never wrestles.
We've all
never wrestled.
Yeah.
You get him for a pay per view.
I think you see that when guys like R-Truth get picked over the Fiend.
Yeah, that's true. At Nia Jax.
Yeah.
Well, luckily everybody here is kind of figured out the league pretty well. That you know you want people that wrestle a lot. I figured with that Money in the Bank, maybe I'll get some bonus points by him winning the title. And he shows up enough, so. And he's a backup.
Otis ain't going to win that title, man.
All right. I can hear a TV.
All right. So that was the Fantasy League draft.
Do we want to talk about it a little bit?
Fantasy, yeah. Well, talk about whatever you want to talk.
Look, I guess
talk about anything you want besides soccer.
I guess what I want to talk about
is we don't want any fake sports on here.
The nature of a fantasy league.
This is only
the nature of a fantasy league where you have guys like, for one, Randy Orton went in the fourth round now, or the fifth round actually, and that's something that I think we will all be criticized for because that's just a complete oversight on our part, but. I think when you have
he should have been picked pretty early.
A completely logical move to pick R-Truth over the Fiend, it shows that it shows the nature of fantasy wrestling.
Allow me to repeat, though, the roll-up is not a finisher.
I think we should put that on the Twitter poll. What is R-Truth's finisher?
It's not.
Is it the lie detector?
You're the only listener, so you're going to win.
That's your problem, not my problem. And secondly, when is the last time you've seen R-Truth use the lie detector versus when is the last time you've seen R-Truth use a roll-up?
When is the last time you've seen R-Truth in an actual sanctioned match?
Actually pretty recently.
Oh, was
it? I'm gonna admit to you, I can't remember what the lie detector is.
It's like a spinny, kicky thing.
If he does this spinny kicky thing, then you get a point.
I will protest, and I will take it to Twitter, and I will prove my case.
I do have a feeling you're going to be seeing some title changes, though. I think that was a lucky son of a bitch choice.
It was strategy. The two strategies I had going in were get Big E before Craig and pick R-Truth.
And I hate you for it.
Yeah, I couldn't believe nobody picked Randy Orton. I was so worried. Before I picked him, I'm like, somebody's going to grab him before me.
That's what I was doing. And I felt really bad because Ricky was in the middle of explaining his pick, and I kind of rushed him through it because I was getting paranoid that someone was going to pick Reigns.
I gotta get to it.
I was like, someone's going to pick Reigns. Nobody's picked Reigns. So I rushed Ricky through it, and then I'm like, wait. I got to stick to my plan. I can't go emotionally. I'm going R-Truth. And then I just so happened to get the next pick as well. So that worked out.
Yeah, I kind of avoided Reigns because of the fact that he'll probably show up. And anytime someone shows up.
We're going to be seeing some spears, man. When he's not wrestling, I think we're going to be seeing a lot of spears. I have a feeling that match with Jey Uso is going to be a spear fest.
Right.
So... speaking of, I wanted to get to some topics. Roman Reigns. Wreck Everything and Leave Roman Reigns, specifically. How I put him on Twitter, he's like a perfect combination of Brock Lesnar and Orange Cassidy. he's just showing up last minute. I love it. This is my favorite Roman Reigns. It's my favorite thing in wrestling right now. I'm loving what they're doing with Roman Reigns. I love that he's a Paul Heyman guy. I love what they did on SmackDown this week, where he left Jay out there to get beat up for a while, shows up, spear, wins it. Great. So and what are you guys' thoughts on Roman Reigns right now?
The question I have, how much does it benefit them that we're in pandemic times where they can pipe in all the booze they want for Roman Reigns? Because imagine, if you will, that this happened in front of a live audience.
If we saw Roman Reigns come back the way he was before, the fans would probably be booing him.
If they wanted him to be a heel in front of fans.
But heel Reigns is going to get cheers.
Yes. Yeah. If they wanted him to be a heel Reigns in front of fans, he would have just came out and beat The Fiend and never brought Paul Heyman out. This way would have got him so over with a live crowd, but I'm loving it.
And according to rumors I've read, this was his idea. He wanted to be a heel. This was all his idea. It's great. The packaging of Paul Heyman giving him some slogans like that to wreck everything and leave, to show up and win. It's all Paul Heyman. The tribal chief.
It's great.
Wonderful. I'm loving it. It's my favorite thing going on in wrestling.
And a great first opponent for him to take on his family. I think that's a really good.
Oh, I love it.
Especially,
I love it. I love that Jay is.
They're playing that.
I have a feeling he's going to decimate Jay.
Yeah, they're playing that kind of tweener role where he celebrated with Jay at the end of SmackDown, and he was giving Jay his respects. But
Jay held up the hand that had the title in it.
Mm-hmm.
He gave him a death stare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is the real test: is he a monster heel? Is he going to destroy his cousin? I mean, he's going to destroy him in the ring in the match, but does he attack him before? I mean, that's the real test.
This Roman Reigns is built on the idea of I've put in the hard work for years and you didn't appreciate it, so now I'm going to take a shortcut and I'm going to win. I think we see Jay making his entrance. Roman comes from behind, lays him out. I think we see a very quick spear win.
Yeah, I think we're seeing some spears in that match.
So nobody here thinks that they're not trying to maybe push Jey Uso into singles competition and to be a legitimate wrestler? Or you guys just think he's going to get speared and be done?
I think it's the beginning of a feud. I think that at the cost of
he's going on to Wyatt. I mean, with the Firefly Funhouse, the introduction of the wobbly walrus, he's going right back to Fiend right after this.
Okay,
this is just to get him.
I think we will see Jay. I think this is a good test run for him to see how he does in singles.
Might be a
write-off
for Jay.
I don't know. Why bring him on to write him off? He's been written off. No, he hasn't been here for a while now.
We've got it all wrong.
Where's the other Uso?
He's been injured. He had an ACL tear.
Okay. My prediction of what we're seeing, I don't think he's going on to Wyatt for a while, just because Wyatt can't afford to lose back-to-back that quickly. I think Wyatt's going to be more busy with the Alexa Bliss storyline. I think what we're going to see before he gets back to Wyatt is we're going to see Roman cheat to win, and I think he's going to do something, like I said, before the match even starts, so he can do a shortcut to winning, and then I think we'll see a rematch with a no DQ or something like that stipulation, and I think that's where Jay will put on much more of a back and forth match. I don't think Jay by any stretch is taking the title off Reigns, so.
No. Okay. There's no way.
But it'd be cool if it did, right?
It would be cool.
It would be very interesting.
I think
Roman Reigns is at the top of the mountain right now.
They should do is have Jay just a barn burner of a match where he overcomes all odds and beats Roman Reigns.
I want to see him collapse
from exhaustion,
Jeff Hardy after a match for no reason.
Yeah, then bring in Otis and have Otis with the ultimate heel turn become the monster heel. New Paul Heyman guy.
Glad you mentioned Otis, because that is my next topic I want to discuss. What's going on with Otis and the Money in the Bank contract?
Yeah, he seems like a weird person to have that Money in the Bank, because, I mean, they don't look like they're any closer to giving him the title. So right now you've got this whole situation.
I don't think we're ever going to see Otis as the champion.
I
don't think it's ever going to happen.
Well, you see that. The Miz and Morrison are both trying to get this from him. I think this leads to a match. I think they're trying to take it away from him.
I don't think Otis, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think Otis is going to keep the Money in the Bank. I think there's going to be a who gets the lunchbox match or something, you know?
Well, there was the, I don't know if you saw the breaking news. Mandy has been traded to Raw. And right. Miz was the one who announced it on Talking Smack.
I think the news of Mandy going to Raw is just the nail in the coffin that we all knew that the Otis experiment's over. It was a weird time, okay? It's like when, you know, we were vulnerable. We didn't know what to do. We were uncomfortable, and Otis was there for us. So we went with Otis, and that's kind of what...
And it was the hot angle at the time.
Right. At the time, Otis winning Money in the Bank was cool. A couple months later, The Fiend is back. It was to some people. I didn't love it. But a couple months later, you got AJ Styles, you got The Fiend, you got Braun Strowman, you got Roman Reigns back. Where does Otis fit into that? Nowhere. And yeah, like you said,
he's not going to be a champion.
That it's going to transition on to Morrison or Miz. I think it'd be cool.
They said that they were – that there's going to be – I think my prediction, David Otunga – is going to be showing up on SmackDown. You know, they Miz said that was it Morrison? I can't remember which one it was. Said that they were calling in a favor from a friend. They were going to look at the legalities of the contract. Oh, I think it's okay. David Otunga.
He's now, a lawyer. Gotcha. What I think is silly about moving Mandy is if you want to protect Otis in any way, shape, or form, which I don't think they're concerned about, but if you do, and you want to use Mandy, you should use Mandy leaving as a storyline point, where maybe – why would you put Money in the Bank on the line? That's a stupid thing to do. Everybody remembers Ken Kennedy doing it, and it was – you know, it's the highlight of his career is the stupidest thing he did. So why would Otis put Money in the Bank on the line? If you kept Mandy around a couple more weeks, you could tie that in where Mandy's career's on the
line.
She'll
proposal.
Have to leave SmackDown if he loses or something.
Yeah, and they lost that. Yeah, I get.
So why trade her now instead of hold on a couple more weeks and use it as a storyline point?
Yeah, it was kind of weird that they just did it. And if you noticed, Mandy Rose hasn't really been hanging around Otis for a while for the last couple weeks anyhow.
I guess they have kind of separated them, separated them, but just haven't really had them around each other for a while.
They haven't had them around
since the match against Sonya. Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong though. Maybe that's why they traded her now. Maybe on SmackDown, Otis puts it up as a way to try, like maybe the stipulation is if Otis wins, Mandy comes back to SmackDown. If he loses Money in the Bank, something like that. I don't know.
Or sacrifices his briefcase to get his woman back or to
but
get
I think,
to Raw.
I think they should do a triple threat with him, Morrison and Miz, and that could lead to the split of Morrison and Miz a little bit too. You could push Morrison as a face. And Morrison
is very AJ Styles like. I think he's a great utility guy.
He could be championship caliber whenever they choose to push him.
Yeah, yeah. I've always liked Morrison.
Mm-hmm. And we saw, I don't know if any of you watched Impact. Morrison, when he was in Impact, he was the champion and he did a very good job.
Right.
I'll take your word for it. I never watched Impact. My proposal for Otis.
Oh, yeah.
Wait until The Fiend comes in and lays out Roman Reigns. Fiend comes in and attacks Roman Reigns. Reigns is laid out. Otis comes in to cash in, goes to pin him. 1, 2. Reigns kicks out, gets up, spears the hell out of Otis, pins him. That's it. Otis loses his cash-in attempt. That's what I propose. And then the Fiend stares on in shock that he wasn't able to put Roman down. That's my proposal.
It's a possibility, but you're wasting the Money in the Bank contract. But then again, it's been wasted.
Strong.
Roman doesn't need to be Roman, he already looks strong. He's Roman Reigns.
As the man who drafted Otis, I don't like that idea.
Oh yeah,
Otis. Bad choice.
Otis was quite possibly the worst pick in the draft. Otis is going to drop that briefcase. He's going to disappear quicker than the Forgotten Sons.
So Otis is going right back to being the tag team. maybe scarcely used.
Well, you know what?
Scarcely
used. If something like that happens, then I can drop him, pick someone else up. But I picked up Randy Orton, and I'm going to get all kinds of RKO out of nowhere points.
You are going to get some RKOs out of nowhere.
You That's picked true. Up Randy Orton during the midst of a losing streak, though, but it is Orton, so you never know where it's going to go.
Oh, he's coming back. I think Orton's coming back and getting that title.
So. My only thing with Otis is it's clear that they decided that this experiment's over and we're moving on. Before he won the Money in the Bank, he talked about the possibility of winning it and cashing it in for a tag team title shot. SmackDown tag titles mean nothing. It would be harmless to just have him.
I think when he made that statement on Twitter, right?
I think when he made that statement,
WWE, he probably had no clue WWE was actually going to have him win that.
Have him cash it in for a shot at the 24/7 title. Like, who cares at this point? Just end this nonsense.
hand it to his peach so she can get a women's title match.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I like that. Let's talk about the other champion, Drew McIntyre. I already said what I think's about to happen. I think Orton's taking that title. I don't know if it's going to be this soon. Orton's taking that title off him soon. I think Orton might be carrying that until WrestleMania, and we might see Edge back by then. I don't know. I don't know what the timetable for his return is, but I could see an Edge and Orton. I don't know that Edge is going to take the title off of him, but I could see an Edge and Orton feud for that title. Thoughts?
I've been talking a lot. I'll let someone else go first.
haven't heard from Steven in a while.
I think it's very possible Randy Orton could take the title from Drew McIntyre.
And it's interesting to have Drew McIntyre chasing that title. And the deal with the Thunderdome ends at the end of October. You know, Vince McMahon is seeing the NFL getting fans back, and he's wanting to get those fans back. I think it'd be very interesting to see Drew McIntyre get that title win with a crowd.
I'll tell you one thing.
So I think the chase is interesting.
Before that, real quick, Craig, MLS had fans before NFL even started their season back up. But go ahead, Ricky.
What's an MLS? Oh. I don't even know. Isn't that like a disorder?
Dear Lord. I'll go tell my soccer team tomorrow that I'm coaching the.
Well, that's shoe soccer. That's different. That's shoe soccer. Andrew's professional soccer.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
Okay, so my opinion is I don't think Drew's losing that title. I think he's the real deal.
He is.
Yeah.
I do too. I agree that he's the real deal.
I think Drew McIntyre. I think he's a legit.
I absolutely do.
A legit top guy in the company. They need to make him feel that way for a while. I don't know if he'll hold on to it till WrestleMania, but I don't think he's dropping it to Randy Orton.
I 100% agree with you. If my idea of him losing the title is more around the chase, so he can get it back when we get a crowd again.
Maybe. I don't know. They've got him looking like such a badass right now. He took three punts to the head and then came back.
Imagine if we had crowds right now. I mean, we kind of do with the Thunderdome, but imagine if we had real crowds.
Ricky brings up a good point. I think if they were going to have Randy Orton win it and have Drew chase it, he would have won it already.
I think the plan was Orton taking the title. I think the Thunderdome changes things a little bit because you do
maybe
have a bit of fan.
He did get the win in front
back.
Of a crowd, sort of.
I think had they stayed in the Performance Center, Orton was going to win the title. I think at this point, their mission is to build up McIntyre as strong as possible, like Ricky said. And I think we already see his next feud progressing on Raw. I think he's going to move on to Keith Lee. I don't think either of them are going to be a heel. But
do you think we see a Keith You don't think we're going to see
Keith Lee? I don't think we see a heel turn. I think Keith Lee has already established McIntyre has ruined two of his first three matches, and he's getting sick of it.
Keith Lee, I could see that, a face versus face match. Keith Lee is hot as can be right now.
Keith Lee already beat Randy Orton.
Do you think they're wasting that match by having it on Raw tomorrow?
What match?
Because that is the match tomorrow. Keith Lee and Drew McIntyre are facing each other tomorrow.
I didn't know that, but I think we all know it's not going to end clean. So, no, you'll get more out of it.
I don't think it's a title match.
They're protecting Keith Lee right now. They're not letting Keith Lee lose match, as in getting pinned or submitted. His matches are either in disqualification.
Keith Lee has so much potential.
Keith Lee has so much potential.
He could be
exactly. Orton's going to interfere, and either we're leading to a triple threat between the three, or Drew finishes.
I could see that.
Yeah,
I definitely think the triple threat's likely.
Keith Lee's already.
Man, I hope Keith Lee doesn't eat a pin in that triple threat though.
Yeah, but he won't get. That's the thing. Keith Lee can be in a triple threat match, not be involved in the decision, and you still make Keith Lee look like he's the
best. Both Drew and Randy can afford to eat a pin. I don't think Keith can afford to eat a pin.
I think what we're going to see is the continuation of Keith becoming frustrated with Drew McIntyre. We'll probably have a triple threat where Keith and McIntyre team up to take out Orton, and then maybe McIntyre claymores Keith Lee and pins Orton or something, and that leads to a rematch between Keith Lee and Drew McIntyre. But I think that's the program they're going to go with next, is Keith Lee and Drew McIntyre. I don't think they're taking the title off of McIntyre.
You think it's long-term then, or, you know, for now, to the next phase?
I think it's a for now. Get him kind of the AEW style right now. Shoot him straight into the title picture so he gets that rub, and then move him down and settle in the mid-card somewhere.
Have they confirmed? I mean, because obviously Orton and Drew are still feuding. Have they confirmed the title match at Clash of Champions? Is it Orton and?
Yeah, Orton won Drew? Number one contenders match.
Yeah,
or something.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they confirmed it. And they confirmed that Drew will be.
The Keith Lee mesh tomorrow is just. Well, I mean, I think that's the answer right there. The Orton and Keith Lee match is just going to be interrupted, or the Drew and Keith Lee match tomorrow is just going to.
The sad thing is you've got Keith Lee as hot as can be right now, but he's not even going to have a match at Clash of Champions unless this turns into a triple threat match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Clash of Champions, I think, is just championship match.
Or we'll see him involved in some way. Maybe he doesn't have a match, but maybe he interferes because Drew and Orton keep interfering in his matches. That could progress into a triple threat.
That just doesn't make sense to me that the hottest act you have right now, you're just going to have him sit at home during the pay-per-view. And I agree, maybe he'll get involved. But to not have him on the card, just isn't that odd?
Well, welcome to WWE, where everything's made up and the points don't matter.
We're changing that. The points will matter.
That's true.
They matter. That's right. The point is the link.
All points matter.
Oh boy, I'm not touching that.
No, just let Steven sit with that one.
Yeah, I gotta go.
So let's move on to Retribution. What is Retribution? Why is Retribution? Who is Retribution?
If I may, Ricky stated earlier, CM Punk.
I would love it.
Me and Craig have talked.
I
would love it.
I don't think it's going to be CM Punk. It'd be fantastic.
Me and Craig have talked about that. I think CM Punk makes the most sense with the narrative that Retribution is pushing.
I think they're doing way too much and giving them way too much attention and making this thing last so long for it to just be some random new guy or a nobody.
My problem is, I think with the concept of Retribution, they had no clue who the hell anybody
is. I think the reason we've seen
mix and matched different people that you know are not going to be actual members of the stable.
The reason I don't think it's CM Punk as much as it makes sense to be CM Punk, and I want it to be CM Punk so bad. But we've had reports come out on the dirt sheets that it was just an idea thrown together where they started it with no idea where they were going with it. And I don't think that's the kind of storyline you see for the return of CM Punk. I think if they were bringing back Punk, they'd have an idea of what to do with him. I think they just didn't know where they were going with this.
Yeah, I'm just at the point where I just want them to reveal. I'm ready for the reveal. It's been going on for a while.
I think what we saw on Raw we finally saw the Retribution logo and we had a promo from them for the first time. I think the group we actually saw on Raw is the actual group. And I think some people have confirmed that Dominik Dijakovic was one of them.
I hope Ricky's right though, because that sounds way better.
I'd love for it to be CM Punk. I don't think we're going to see CM Punk come back until there's crowds.
So I don't think we're going to see CM Punk come back.
There's going to be crowds soon.
Can anybody hear me?
My
video froze.
I can hear you.
We hear you and see you.
You see me. Okay. Well, so I just can't see anybody else. Okay.
That's a real shame too, because we are some sexy people.
Yeah.
I was actually excited to. But anyhow. So Craig, are you suggesting that it's basically another NXT group that kind of like when NXT started and they all started that group?
Nexus.
With Wade Barrett. Nexus. Yes, that's the name. Nexus.
I want it to be something more than that. I so do. I just don't think it is. I think ultimately this could end in some disappointment.
I think it's going to end in disappointment because I think we're trying to read a lot into an idea that they have not.
I want it to be something awesome.
Right. We're trying to read a lot into an idea.
I want it to be the new NWO. I want it to be something amazing.
Well, now that Ricky mentioned CM Punk, if it's not CM Punk, I am now disappointed.
It's not going to be CM
Punk. It's not going to be
CM Punk. My hopes are high now.
And completely off subject, you know, I don't want to give anybody else any ideas, but how does the whole picking up new players work?
Oh, back to the Fantasy League.
Yeah, back to the Fantasy League.
Well, ironed out those Fantasy
Steven
details.
Explained to me that it's going to be a, what should you call it?
A waiver wire.
A waiver wire. And I was like, oh, a waiver wire. I know what that is.
But you did not. So after the first week.
What a waiver wire is.
No ad drops for this first week. After the first week, you will have a number based on.
So you can't drop Otis.
Not this week.
So the waiver wire. Actually, this is the PWA Fantasy League. The waiver wire. The way the waiver wire works is Steven would be number one on the waiver wire because he had the last pick in the draft. So he'd go 1, 2, 3, 4. Steven would get his top pick if he wanted to add or drop a player.
If he wants to get rid of Otis when he realizes how important.
Yeah, if he wants to get rid of Otis because he got, shellacked by us about the pick, he would get the first pick of anybody available, free agents.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Pickups of free agents is not going to go through until, I'm going to say, Saturdays. So anybody can send
Saturdays me. Saturdays are for the boys.
Right.
Just a side note.
Right. So anybody can send me a message saying you want to pick up this person. Depending on what the waiver wire is, it only matters if two people try to pick up the same person at the same time. So if two people want Lana, because I know how much we all want Lana.
Oh, I forgot to draft Lana.
You almost did auto pick.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking of Lana, Andrew is our AEW fan. I keep up with it. I don't watch as religiously as he does. The big news that Miro,
the best man Rusev, Miro,
the best man Miro, formerly known as Rusev, made his big debut.
All right, so I wanted to talk a little AEW. Steven and Ricky, do you guys keep up with AEW at all?
Yeah, I watch it. I haven't watched it the last last week.
I'm behind on it.
Craig keeps telling me I'm behind on it. Oh, I haven't got to it yet. He's like 3 months behind, and every time I ask if he's seen Dynamite, he goes, oh, I haven't got to it yet. I'm going to. No, you're not. Quit saying
I keep up with it. I'm behind.
All right.
Same thing with NXT. I love both shows. Only got so much wrestling I can handle in a
week. NXT is the best show of wrestling on a weekly basis. That show
NXT is one that I don't keep up with, but every time I watch it, I'm like, man, I'm missing out on NXT.
Yes,
it is great.
They just had a cage match on there between.
We're going to circle around to NXT.
Okay, and I'm going to let
you take it.
My point with AEW is AEW started the pandemic as the best wrestling show.
AEW started the pandemic?
As the best wrestling show in the pandemic era.
I thought you were blaming COVID on AEW.
They had the first fans at ringside, or not fans, but they were the wrestlers at ringside. They nailed down some like really good looking sets.
AEW's had great before the Thunderdome, obviously.
Yes.
AEW's had some great ideas that WWE adapted.
They did. And AEW, in my opinion, was leading the way as the most entertaining and easy to watch, because WWE, especially in the Performance Center, especially before they brought in the NXT extras, was really tough to watch for a while there for me when they had no fans at all. It was brutal. So AEW really shined for me in the early stages of the pandemic. Now, the reason I asked who watches AEW is All Out was bad. It was a bad pay-per-view.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was what bad. I will say was AEW's first bad pay-per-view. They've had pretty consistently good to great.
The handling of Matt Hardy was awful, and they can continue to handle it awful by trying to sweep it under the rug.
They didn't sweep it on the rug. They brought Matt out to on Dynamite.
Jericho said on his podcast that Matt was not hurt at All Out.
We all saw it. According to what their doctors are saying, and Matt is saying, he was not concussed. He was definitely
Matt's
knocked out.
Matt's wife disagreed with that very publicly.
Yes, and then Matt's wife showed up on Dynamite this week too. And I think that was their way of saying she's okay with this.
So she did show up in a mask.
All Out wasn't good.
And was just there.
Had they had fans, maybe All Out would have been great, because what they were doing is these long epics like FTR and Hangman and Page. I don't know if any of you saw that. Half hour match to zero noise.
FTR tag team champions.
Yes. Now, I think Dynamite, they rebounded with a really good Dynamite. And what Craig brought up, we saw the debut of Miro. That was something a lot of people were kind of disappointed, as we had no big surprises at All Out. And then we got Miro coming in as Kip Sabian's best man.
The best man.
And I have read that is his moniker now.
His theme song.
Just for this angle. He is now.
It's his theme song.
The best man.
So I
love it. I love Rusev. I love Miro. I think WWE, bad move to let him.
His gimmick seems to be
great move to pick him up.
His gimmick seems to be Twitch streamer, who also
wearing
wrestles.
that Gucci. But did you see?
I was.
Did you see
crazy.
The Twitter? Did you see Colt Cabana's Twitter where he did the side by side comparison of the value of all articles of clothing of Rusev and Colt Cabana, of like jacket that he borrowed from Excalibur, shoes that were replacement because the airline lost his shoes. I think like pants that he got in Japan or something. We're actually Go ahead and finish with your thought. We're running out of time, and I want to get to Ricky with NXT.
Yeah, I was just going to wrap up with AEW. I wasn't crazy about the debut of Mero, but at the same time, we've seen Lance Archer. We've seen Luke Harper. What's his name now? Brody Lee. We saw Brian Cage all come in.
It is starting to become WWE.
We've seen him come WWE's in to the main event, theater. Lose to Moxley, and then move back down in the mid-card. So maybe starting him in the mid-card's a better thing than starting him right at the main event. And as you said, we're seeing what TNA used to be, which is you leave WWE and you go to AEW. I don't want to see that continue. I want to see them build up their guys. I want to see Darby Allin build up. I don't consider Brian Cage I think Brian Cage we could call an AEW original. I know.
I think the biggest get they have over there is MJF.
Yeah, I like MJF.
I think he's the biggest homegrown guy.
Darby Allin could be huge.
And Sammy Guevara. Sammy Guevara is great too.
But right now, you look at their champions. Both of their AEW champions were former WWE guys. Both of their TNT champions are former WWE guys. They have to start pushing. AEW.
We gotta move on. We're almost out of time here. We gotta move on to Ricky to talk about NXT with Finn Balor as the champion now, the best champion.
Yeah,
the return champion, the prodigal son that returns back to NXT to win the gold. Yeah. Unplanned, but it worked out.
Yeah, NXT did something a little different this week. They actually started the show off with their, I guess you would call main event, with Finn Balor taking on Adam Cole in a phenomenal match. This match was amazing to start the show.
Great match. I did watch it. It was excellent.
And then to end the show, you had Rhea Ripley and apologize for not remembering her name, something Mercedes or I can't remember her name. I'm using my phone, or I would fact check this kind of stuff before I talk. But anyhow, they had a cage match.
Sorry, it was
amazing. Dear Lord.
NXT every week for me is awesome.
Is the best wrestling show on, bar none. I mean,
and NXT is kind of hanging on to what WWE was pre-Thunderdome. It's working for NXT. I don't think it was working for Raw and SmackDown, but it's working for NXT. The makeshift crowd, it's all working for NXT.
Rank it, Ricky. You said NXT first bar none. Where do you put them? NXT, AEW, Raw and SmackDown.
Oh, it's NXT, Raw and SmackDown. I would say 2 and 3 in AEW.
Really?
And then I even watch Impact Wrestling. That's number 5.
You have Impact Wrestling that low.
Impact Wrestling is hard to watch. I'll tell you what. Here's my problem with
where
AEW.
Where do you put WoW? Sorry. Go ahead.
AEW. Here's my problem with AEW. Okay. I watch it and I enjoy it, but it's sloppy. And I see it way too often. They set up these big, fantastic moves. But then people are just standing around. Nobody's like selling a move that had just happened to them. They're just standing around, and it's sloppy wrestling. Sometimes I'm impressed with AEW, but most of the time I'm not. NXT is the top of the chain. If you are watching wrestling, not storyline, not for the theatrics of wrestling. If you're watching to watch wrestling matches, NXT. Bar none.
NXT is great. I agree with that. I am big into storytelling, though, and I'm big into promos, and I think that's why I'm drawn so much to AEW. It feels very late 90s, early 2000s, a lot more off the cuff, a lot more natural. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like they're reading a script. But
I got to cut you off. We got to hurry up and get to our plugs here. So, Steven.
You can find me on Dragon Blazer Productions on Instagram, Yahoo. It's Instagram,
Yahoo Messenger.
Facebook, YouTube, and at Dragon Blazer Pro on Twitter.
Rage.
At The Rage and Blaze Show at Instagram, at Ricky Rayberg Twitter, and The Rage and Blaze Show Facebook page.
Andrew.
Well, this was a lot of fun. I really had fun talking with you guys.
It was a blast.
Do it again sometime. I wish we had more time for it, but you can find me on Twitter at Andrew Atkins SC, and my podcast is The Crew Review. It's a Columbus Crew post game show where me and another writer for Massive Report, the website I work for, review every Columbus Crew game. And you can find that at Crew Review Pod on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go.
And you can follow this podcast at PW Apologists on the Twitter. You can follow me at Craigor Atkins, or don't. I don't care. And I think collectively we all love professional wrestling, and sometimes that's okay.